I really got to stop talking politics on Facebook late at night.
It's a good idea.
I don't know why I did it in the first place.
I don't know why you did either.
I think I got sucked in by something that didn't seem political and actually was.
That happens a lot, I think.
It didn't look like it, but it was intended that way, and it sucked me in. Anyway.
I just stay away from the political
stuff.
I didn't
think I was getting into it, though. She tricked me.
Tricky political posts?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's not cool. No tricky ones.
And even her post on it was confusing. All it said was boo-hoo. So I thought she was poo-pooing what the thing said. Apparently, she liked it.
Okay.
So then I ended up till way too late crafting the comeback.
How long did it take you?
I don't know. Well, no. See, it's not that I need to come up with something witty. It's that I need to make it less mean.
Oh.
That's why it takes me a long time.
I understand that.
Because I think about it before I hit send. I'm like, no, I can't say that. That's mean.
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
I started writing something, and I'm like, oh, probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Backspace.
Yeah. It's a good idea to do that.
It is.
I think it helps to write the original response and get it out of your system.
Yeah.
But
just don't hit send.
Don't hit send. Let it calm down. Before you go crazy, because that's just going to get you in trouble.
It's
not worth doing. So, Michael, you and I were just talking about this before we went on the air. Michael Phelps named the fittest man of all time.
Yeah.
I wonder where our buddy Lance Armstrong fits in there.
I don't know. He might be in the list.
Yeah, he's probably on the list of the healthiest cheaters of all time.
Oh,
or fittest
gosh.
Cheaters of all time.
He's still fit, though.
Yeah, sure. He's a cheater, but he was in great shape.
Okay.
I was listening to Dan Patrick's podcast yesterday, and there was a stat in there that floored me.
Okay.
Well, there were two things that floored me. One was he started talking about the size of mosquitoes in South Dakota when he brought his kids here.
Oh.
I laughed so hard. The other thing was...
They don't have big mosquitoes where he lives?
Well, out east, not really, no. Oh. Not like here. And... The other thing, though, was that to find the first guy who had never tested positive for performance enhancers in the Tour de France, you have to go, like, to the last year Lance Armstrong won it. You have to go down to 22nd place or 23rd place.
Really?
There were 22 guys dirty ahead of that guy. There's no guarantee he was clean. He just never tested positive.
So why are they getting on him?
No, they're just fine. He's just getting lumped in with everybody else like he should have been. Nike dropped him, and, you know, Livestrong is, he's no longer the CEO of Livestrong or whatever he was.
He stepped down.
Yeah. So, so there's that.
Okay.
I was a little annoyed that the baseball was rained out last night. Aww. Detroit and New York were, by the time the Cardinals and Giants restarted their game, it was almost over. I was a little annoyed by that. I hate rain delays. Everybody should have a retractable roof stadium, including Target Field, damn it.
Yeah.
That annoyed me when they didn't put a roof on there.
Really?
Not a permanent roof. Don't get me wrong. I didn't want Metrodome 2.
Right.
Like what we're basically going to get with the Vikings, a prettier Metrodome.
Right.
It's basically what we're going to end up with unless they decide to spring for the retractable roof. But.
That's got to be really expensive.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like, really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, but it's...
Roof or no roof?
For the football stadium, not as big a deal. I really don't care. I mean, everybody's playing it on artificial grass now. I mean, even small towns have artificial surfaces.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Garrison's got it. And sometimes it's because the drainage is so horrible, like, it keeps washing out fields. I don't know what the case was in Garrison.
Oh.
But, like, Harrisburg's got it. I heard T is going to get it. Tri-Valley looked at getting it.
Wow.
It's not cheap, but then you don't have to pay to water it. You don't have to pay to mow it.
It probably makes up for it in the long run.
Maybe. I don't know if it really does or not, but it sure looks cool.
As long as it looks pretty.
Yeah. It's kind of like buying a Coach purse. It does the same job as a $20 purse does. It just looks cooler.
No. A Coach purse lasts longer. Don't even start me on that.
So, American Airlines is in bankruptcy. They're looking for 1,500 new flight attendants.
Huh?
Starting next month.
They're in bankruptcy.
Yep.
But they're going to hire 1,500 flight attendants?
Uh-huh.
Tell me how that works.
Not sure. The airline said Wednesday that 2,250 of its flight attendants have taken $40,000 buyout offers to leave the company. Oh, they're buying them out so that they'll go away and they can hire cheaper flight attendants.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm catching what you're throwing.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, that's about all I got for now.
Okay.
I overslept. I'm a little behind the ball.
And I got nothing. Like, I worked my part-time job yesterday, so.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Nothing?
I came home and got the girls in bed and in the bathtub, did all that stuff, and I watched Law & Order SVU, and I felt like crap because of my allergies, and I went to bed.
You didn't watch Glee?
And no, that's on tonight.
I thought it was on Tuesdays.
No, they switched it to Thursdays.
Oh.
It's on tonight at 8.
Yesterday was Wednesday. What the hell am I talking about?
Yeah.
That day off, Tuesday, screwed me up. I don't know what the hell day it is.
Today is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
We have Psychic Tiff today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
No, we have Psychic Tiff.
No, I wasn't going to say it was a question because I know for sure we have her today.
Oh, okay. I love listening to girls who talk like everything's a question. It's so much fun to hear them when they speak.
Mm-hmm. I did one time. I messed it up.
No, I know. I'm just making fun of people who talk like that.
All the time.
All the time. And I'm pretty sure they're always girls.
Usually.
I've never heard a guy talk like that.
No.
Where the last word goes up? Like it's a question?
I don't think so.
Never heard a guy do it.
No.
Anyway. Today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why in about 15 minutes. News next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:19. We are going to top out today at 45. There is rain in the forecast. It is not looking terribly pleasant out there. Yeah, I get to ref a football game in this weather tonight.
Ew.
Yeah. Real excited for that, let me tell you. Anyway, before we get to today is the greatest day I have ever known, we have breaking news.
About 50 cows are in the road near Madison in Six Mile Road.
South Dakota.
Owner is trying to get them back in fence.
All right.
That's what they said. It should have been back in the fence, I would think, but.
Well, they only had so many characters on Twitter. But anyway, yeah.
50 cows, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then this crap outside.
Careful on your commute to work today. There's cows on the road.
South Dakota.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 18th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Tyler Posey is 21 today.
Who?
Tyler Posey. Oh, 10 years ago, if you were 10 years younger, you'd know who he is.
Okay.
He's
call me old.
He's he's Teen Wolf on MTV.
Oh.
That show Teen Wolf?
I don't watch that one.
I don't either, but I know of it.
Okay. I've heard of it, yes.
Bristol the Pistol Palin is 22 today.
Wow.
Zac Efron. Oh, my gosh, Zac Efron. Oh, my gosh.
So hot.
He's 25 today.
He's so hot.
Frida, never mind. Okay, Frida Pinto is 28. She was on Slumdog Millionaire and Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Erin Moran is 52 today. Who? Erin Moran. She was Joni in Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi.
Ah.
Allegedly homeless, according to the National Enquirer.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was pretty awesome from what I heard in Expendables 2, even though Chuck Norris is the star of both of those movies, really. Martina Navratilova is 56. She was a tennis player. Chuck Lorre is 60. Created 2.5 Men and Big Bang Theory and Mike and Molly.
Dude's got to have some money.
A little bit, yeah. Mike Ditka is 73 today. He's a football coach. He used to coach the Bears.
The Bears. I've heard of him.
Yeah. Chuck Berry is 86 today. Oh, I missed one. Keith Jackson used to do college football on ABC.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, pretty much how he talks. Oh, Nelly! 1898, pardon me. The American flag was raised in Puerto Rico shortly before Spain relinquished control from to the U.S. 1977, Reggie Jackson earned the nickname Mr. October after he hit 3 home runs in Game 6 of the World Series. The Yankees won the title that year. They're not going to this year. 1986, Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford were married.
Aww.
Their 26th anniversary. 1988, Roseanne debuted on ABC. And on this day in 1996, Madonna's newborn daughter, Lourdes, made the Entertainment Weekly list of the 101 most powerful people in entertainment. Almost. She was 101.5 on the list. Madonna was number 82.
Weird.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 30th birthday of a music legend, an icon. Well, I don't know about legend, but he's pretty good. Neo is 30 today.
Nice.
And he is responsible for the single most sad song you could possibly hear if you just broke up with somebody. Yeah. You ever heard this song? So Sick?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. I think so.
I'm so sick of love songs. So sick of...
You're gonna make me cry. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. It makes no sense. Cause you walked out the door. But it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been months. For some reason I just can't get over. And I'm strong.
No, you're a whiny dude. You're crying. No more walking around with my head down. I'm so over being blue, crying over you. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing. Well, if you just broke up with somebody, I'm sorry.
That was sad.
That is like the saddest song ever. Well, not ever.
No, not ever.
But... it's the worst possible song you could hear if you just broke up with somebody.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you just broke up with somebody.
Yeah. Outside of we.
No, that's a good one if you just broke up with somebody and you're like really still angry.
Wee! No, I'm talking about that noise it makes in your brain.
I like that noise.
I know you do. Probably because it sounds like... anyway, Neo is 30 today, and that's why today, October 18th, is... we missed your internet quote of the day.
Look, I'm trying to rant here. Stop interrupting me with facts and reason.
And what's coming up in the dirt?
Multiple sources say Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are getting married this week. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
It's 625, Hot 104.7.
The 12th.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Tonight on the X Factor.
First person through CC3.
A constant loop of Daughtry.
Janelle Garcia.
But what about you?
Hey, I just won $2 on a scratcher.
What about when you need to celebrate?
Lorraine says she'll go out with me. What about
now? Download Daughtry's What About Now and have it ready for your next celebration.
Andrew, you are not the father. What about now?
Daughtry, What About Now? Have it ready to play for your personal good times.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
I need a button for Daughtry, too.
Very nice.
That would be wonderful.
That would be.
Uh-huh. It's Hot 104.7, 638, Andy and Mel, up to 45 today. It is 40 right now. That means the weather right now is the way it's going to be all day.
Fabulous.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy it's raining, though. I'm sorry that you have to ref in this crap tonight, though.
Of all the days for it to be raining, it would have to be tonight.
And super duper windy.
Oh, yeah. Windy, rainy. It's a recipe for a complete damp disaster.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sick tomorrow, it's not because I was outside in the cold and rain.
Okay.
It's because I was already going to be sick.
All right.
You don't get colds from the cold.
Right.
It's a myth.
Yes.
Just making sure. Anyway.
I've been reading Argus 911.
Yeah.
And I found a couple interesting things, but this one I just read, it was a retweet from the Rapid City Police Department. And it said in the last 6 weeks, 106 car burglaries have been reported in Rapid City. And then they say best prevention is locking car doors.
It is? You mean people don't break into your car if it's locked?
Not usually.
Or at least they have to try a lot harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
I know. That made me laugh. And then the other one, this one would completely and totally suck. Police for assisting for a 2-year-old locking out the reporting party out of the house. No windows open or spare keys.
That would suck a lot.
Yeah.
The Rapid City tweet reminds me of a text I got the other day. It wasn't yesterday. It was the day before.
You were gone the day before yesterday. So it must have been Monday.
No, but it says the 17th. Oh, yesterday was the 17th. It was yesterday. Never
oh,
mind.
My goodness.
The missing a day of work in a week screws you up.
I know. I know.
We mentioned North Rapid.
Yeah.
Like South Detroit doesn't exist, but yes. There is a North Rapid.
Yes.
Well, I got a text that said I lived in Rapid for 10 years. And the reason there's a sign for North Rapid is, welcome to North Rapid. Do you know where you are? Hey, dummy, you're in North Rapid. Either turn around or lock your windows and doors. Exactly. I lived in North Rapid for about a year. And then I moved out to West Rapid.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a lot better. Anyway, so there's a new website called utel.com.
Okay.
Just launched yesterday, and apparently its intention is to help you become a better person by completely destroying your self-esteem.
Oh, good.
You sign up for UTEL and then invite your friends to give you feedback on what they like and don't like about you. Completely anonymously. So your friends would completely anonymously tell you all the good and bad about you. And mostly the bad, because people always think of the bad first.
I don't really like that idea.
So if you've got a horrible BO or bad breath, or they hate how you're always late, or how your boyfriend or girlfriend is completely wrong for you, they can do it anonymously.
That actually would be a very good idea for that last part. The boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
Yeah?
That would be a good one to have on there.
So who are you talking about?
Nobody. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm stating that that would be a good one to put on there. But this would drive me crazy because I would want to use detective work and try to figure out which one of my friends posted whatever they posted.
You cannot handle negativity at all.
I don't like negativity. I can handle it. I've had it many times.
Even if it's true?
I've had it many times.
You don't take...
I have to process it.
You just get mad immediately. If anybody says anything about you that isn't, oh, you're awesome, you get mad.
I don't think a lot of people take it well at first.
Well, no, but you get mad. It's one thing to not take criticism well, but it's another to get mad as soon as it is leveled upon
you're
you.
You're probably the only one that sees me like that, though.
Maybe.
Because not many people would see me react like that.
Yeah. You get mad, like, instantly, though.
I do get mad.
And I'm just like,
I just have to
relax.
I just have to process it.
I would.
Once I process it, then I'm fine.
See, I would like this because there's probably some things about me that I have no idea.
No, I tell you all the time.
Okay. But no.
I would be posting all the time on yours.
I know there's things that my wife has never told me.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's got to be.
Okay.
There has to be.
Maybe. So would you post stuff on your wife's if she had one?
If she did?
Yeah.
No, not anonymously. I don't think you could do it anonymously with your spouse.
No, it'd be hard because they would figure it out. Yeah.
Well, there's only one person who knows that.
I would go detective. 100%. If there was something, I'd be like,
yeah, that's why.
Who said that? And then I would have to figure it out, and it would drive me crazy. I'm not signing up for that crap.
On the other side of it, though, too, is the whole, you know, stay away from negativity because there's, you know, if it's irrational negativity, it doesn't do anything good for you anyway.
Right.
So.
I'm just staying away.
It still sounds kind of fun, though. It'd be fun to do. But I wouldn't mind it. You'd hate it.
I'd hate it.
You couldn't handle it.
I wouldn't want
to. You would love to give everyone else,
yeah,
the criticisms and critiques.
I'm a stay out of the kitchen kind of thing. If you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That Well, you're very self-aware. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, if you want to be more productive at work, you need to hire someone to slap you. I've got the story on that coming up. And also a story to give you
job.
A story to give you some chills coming up next. Hang on. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel, don't peek. You're cheating.
I wanted to see what it
no,
was.
No, you're cheating. You can't see. Okay, now I'm going to play it again for you.
Okay.
It's a little game we call Name That Sound. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. Okay, do you need to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Okay, here it is again. Name that sound.
Is he throwing up?
No. Oh, wait, there's a little more you got to hear.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
That is the sound of a German guy jumping into a frozen swimming pool and the ice didn't break.
Oh, yeah, I would have gotten that.
There is a YouTube video I'm going to be posting. It is hysterically funny. It looked like it was kind of like the ice in this pool was fragile. So he would like go through it.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
Okay.
So imagine someone cannonballing onto ice. Like on an ice skating rink. And that's pretty much what happened.
Ow.
Yeah.
So the bump bump was
the deck.
Oh.
Or it sounds like a diving board, but it was just the deck. And then that splat noise that you hear, it's not real loud. Not real pronounced, but that's him hitting the ice. Here, I'll play it again. That was him hitting the ice.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
I have a story to give you chills this morning, Mel.
Okay, I like those.
Michael Ferns is a high school senior in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and a running back for their football team. He has a scholarship to play at Michigan next year. He's got 11 touchdowns so far this season. Two Fridays ago, in the fourth quarter of a game that St. Clairsville won 56-27. Michael got the ball and seemed to be headed for his 12th touchdown. He ran 52 yards down the sideline with no one on the other team in a position to stop him. Then Michael slowed down and stepped out of bounds at the one-yard line. The referees were so surprised they initially signaled for a touchdown, but Michael and his teammates successfully argued that he didn't really score. Here's why. On the next play, the team gave the ball and the touchdown to Logan Thompson, a freshman who rarely gets to play. Logan's father died 2 days before the game.
Oh my gosh, you just, yep, the chills.
Already. And the team decided to give him a chance to score a touchdown for his dad.
You're going to make me cry.
Isn't that awesome?
Like, I got tears starting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I told you. Pretty cool. And a freshman.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yep. Chills all over my body. Yep. Tears in the eyes. Yep. Holy cow.
There you go.
Whew.
So that makes up for the whole letting your friends beat you up anonymously?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, seriously, I have tears.
That
was so sweet.
Very, very cool story. If you want to get more productive at work, the key to doing that is getting someone to slap you in the face. I have the details on that, plus news, coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.